that most men live lives of quiet desperation. It's one of my favorite quotes ever because it's true. It's so and I've true. Been that guy.
Oh my God.
You're just in this world where you just can't wait to just run away.
And how do people get stuck there? How do you think they get stuck there?
Bills.
Bills, like financial bills?
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. That's bills and commitment. You have an apartment you have to pay for. You have a car you leased. You have a wife that you have to feed. You have a child you have to raise. You have to. You have your mortgage. You have your this. You have your that. And that's where it all comes from.
Where do you think opportunity plays into that?
Well, the opportunity takes place usually when you're young and you don't have any responsibility. That's when you have your options. Well, your options are severely limited the more you gather responsibilities. Like, if I had to, as a 51-year-old father of three, married man, pays taxes, has a house and a mortgage and a business and all that jazz, if I had to quit everything now and struggle the way I struggled as a stand-up comedian, it would never work. But the only way I could be this person now is if I took that chance when I was 21, when I was dead broke and had my cars repossessed and all that stuff. That's the only way you ever get where you want to go. You have to take a path that's dangerous. And most people want to take the safe path. And the safe path leaves you stuck in quiet desperation almost every time. It's hell. That's the real message. The real message is we all started from nowhere. I mean, we all had bullshit jobs. We all felt like losers. But through time and effort, you build a stronger human. You build a stronger body. You build a stronger mind. You build accomplishments and will and momentum. And then you look back and you go, hey, man, I'm not washing tables anymore. You know, I'm not washing dishes. I'm not cutting lawns. I'm not digging ditches.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a different person now. But I used to be.
And these desire not to be there, but not to stay in there. That's what.
That's the hardest part, right? Is to get out of that rut. Oh. When you ain't got shit and there's nothing going on, to have faith then is so difficult. To have faith when you're successful, it's like, listen, bitch, you've been successful for a while. Of course you got faith. Just keep doing what you're
that's
doing.
Easy.
It's
easy.
Yeah, it's like.
Absolutely right.
It's like you already got up the hill. Now you're just coasting.
Yeah.
You know, you're just rolling down the hill. Everything's great.
That's the easy
part. It's all
part.
Smooth sailing.
Yep.
The hard part is getting up that fucking hill, especially if you got a dad you're hiding from, especially if you feel like you're a loser, you never really had anything in your life that you could look back on and say, hey, I was really good at that. You know, and there's a lot of people out there listening to this. There's so many people that are in that starting point. Like the people that come up to you and say, I don't know what to do. What should I do? How do I do it?
Yeah.
How do I get going? Well, you're going to have to figure it out one foot in front of the other.
Exactly.
You're going to have to find a thing and keep working at it and get better at it.
But can people just make that change? I mean, I believe they
can. But you have to plan it out. The way you can change is you have to put aside enough money to give yourself a window. And then you have to have a plan. And you have to spend all your waking hours outside of whatever shit job you do planning your escape. And you have to come to the realization very clearly that you fucked up and you got yourself stuck. So whatever you're doing, you have to do it like your life depends on it. And whether it is you're trying to be an author and if you're going to try to be an author and you're working 8 hours a day plus commuting plus family responsibilities or whatever else you have, whatever time that you have to attack like you're trying to save the world. You're trying to save your life. You don't want to drown. That 1.5 hours a day that you have to write, goddamn, you better be caffeinated and motivated. You got to go. You got to get after it. And you got to have discipline. Most people don't have those things. Most people don't understand what it's like to.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
To really go for something and to know that the consequences of not doing that are horrific. But if you could just find a thing and work hard at that thing, you'll realize through that thing that you can get good at anything
yeah.
with time and effort. That's one of the things that I like so much about martial arts. They let anybody in.
Yeah.
Anybody in, and then from that, from learning how to do that, you get better, and then you realize, damn, I can get better at anything.
Yeah.
Because the first time I ever did jiu-jitsu, I remember just being manhandled so bad, going, man, I'll never be good at this. This is terrible. I'm fucking awful at this.
You pick the thing.
Yeah, pick the thing.
pick the thing.
Whatever
man.
The thing calls to you, whatever yep. calls to you.
Yep, the desire to change, to change those circumstances, whatever they might be.
Yeah.
As long as you have to have that desire, the will to change those circumstances.
Yeah.
That's your start right there, man. You know, how bleak it may seem, but if you have the will, the desire to change it, there's your starting point.
Yeah.
You know?
And the suggestion that I always give to people is write down things that you want to try to accomplish. Just write them down.
Oh, a guy said to me, he said, write the way you want your obituary to appear now. Sit down, write your obituary. He says, because that'll show you how far off your goals you are.
Well, here's a better one. Pretend there's a documentary crew filming your success story, and they're following you around right now. What would you do? What would you do if you knew that there was a crew following you around with cameras documenting your future incredible success, and they want to catch you in the act of it all? You would do all the right things you would have to do. Think about that. Organize it. But we are saddled down by so many doubts and so much just mental horseshit that keeps people from action.
What you most want to find will be found where you least want to look. There's this old story that's from King Arthur, and King Arthur has these knights, right? They all sit around a round table, which means they're roughly equal. That's what the round table means. And they're off to find the Holy Grail, and the Holy Grail is the most valuable object. That's what it means. So they're off to find the most valuable thing, but they don't know what it is, and they don't know where it is. But they know that there's a most valuable thing, so in some sense, it's akin to them orienting themselves by the star. And they don't know where to look, and so what they decide is, they have the castle, and it's the middle of a forest, and so each knight decides to start looking for the Holy Grail by entering the forest at the point that looks darkest to him. And so what's the idea there? Well, imagine there are things that come easy to you, and that you're fond of pursuing, and that you're happy about pursuing. So you've found those and pursued them, and you've mastered them. So you know all that, but then there's another place that you don't want to go. And so you haven't gone there and you haven't mastered it. And you're very small in comparison to it because you haven't mastered it. And so it has this monstrous aspect. If what you're doing isn't working, it's where you haven't gone that you need to go. And so I can give you another example of this. So let's say you're an agreeable person. And so you don't like conflict and you won't stand up for yourself. And you regard anger and the proclivity to provoke and to engage in conflict as something that's positively terrible. It's not only that you're not good at it, it's actually that it's wrong. So that's where you have to go if you're going to learn how to stand up for yourself. And imagine that you're afraid. Maybe you have something like agoraphobia. And so there's a whole bunch of things that you're afraid of, and you don't want to go there. But if you want to put yourself together, then that's exactly where you have to go. And so it's frequently the case that what you want to find is to be found where you least want to find it. And that idea is echoed in the prominent stories of dragons and gold. It's exactly the same idea. The dragon is this terrible thing. It's this terrible predatory thing that lives forever and is very, very wise. And it lives underground, and it'll kill you. It'll burn you up in a second. But it hoards gold. And so you have to go there into the dragon's lair if you're going to get the gold. And that's a representation of people's paradoxical relationship with reality. It's like you have to go out there and confront it in order to incorporate what it has to offer to you. But the probability that that's going to be intensely dangerous and push you right to the limit, first of all, those are actually the same thing. If it didn't push you to the limit, you wouldn't gain anything valuable from it. So you don't get one without the other. You don't get the gold without the dragon. That's a very strange, very, very strange idea. But it seems to be accurate. So all of that's lurking underneath this, in this imagery of the whale. Now, the whale, you can think of the story of Jonah. What happens with Jonah is that, roughly speaking, he's a prophet, and God tells him that he has to go to this city and straighten it out because it's veered off the path and it's heading towards doom. And Jonah thinks, I'm not going to that city to tell those people anything like that, because they're not going to be very happy with me just showing up there and telling them, you know, everything they're doing wrong. And so he hops on a boat and tries to get out of there. And then God conjures up this huge storm, and the boat is about to be swamped. And Jonah admits that it's actually his fault, because God's upset with him because he got this direct command to go straighten out the city, and he ran off. And so they're not happy about this, but they throw Jonah overboard, and the sea's calm, and a great fish comes up, a whale, and swallows him. And then he's down in the fish for 3 days, and it throws him up on the dry land. And then he's learned his lesson by that time, and he goes off to pursue his proper destiny. So that's echoed in this story as well, that if you don't follow the pathway that you're supposed to follow, the seas will become stormy for you, and something will come up and pull you down, and you'll be in a terrible place for some length of time till you learn your lesson. And if you're lucky, you'll get spit back up on shore, and then you can go do what you should do. Well, I mean, that's not a lesson that anybody needs to have interpreted. I think everybody understands that. Anyways, the cricket tells Pinocchio what he has to do. And then something kind of paradoxical happens. Pinocchio decides he's going to go do this. And then the cricket has got this weird paradoxical response to that. On the one hand, he's sort of pulling Pinocchio back, saying, look, you know, this is foolhardy. That you're going to go all the way down to the ocean. You're going to confront this terrible whale. This is really, really dangerous. But at the same time, when Pinocchio's on the edge of the cliff, the cricket helps him tie his tail around a rock, and he holds his finger in place so that Pinocchio can tie the knot. It's like the conscience is conflicted about this. It's really dangerous and foolhardy, but it's also necessary. And so he plays this dual role. But Pinocchio is leading at this point, so into the ocean he goes. I guess partly what this means is that if you're not oriented properly in the world, you should take your doubts and the chaos that you're enveloped in seriously. You should face it and think it through. You should go into it as far as you can go into it, because maybe you'll find something at the bottom of it. I mean, the alternative is to pretend that it doesn't exist.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.